You went back for a while. Yeah, this is a third night, third day, morning. And again, it's just like a recap for another week. Like, yeah, how it started from the Sunday to the Saturday, right today. Okay, it's just, yeah, in the previous episodes, I just telling about the courage, you know, and actually, this is like a four element of being stoic itself, like, yeah, you know, courage, moderation, you know, how to moderate something, like, yeah, in other words, it's like a temperance, you know, a lot of things that have been learned from this world, like, yeah, from moderations, you need to be a low profile, you know. Do whatever you want to do. Control the thing that you can control. And do it as your best, even though that was going to be bad. Because you can't be the best. That's okay. At least you've been trying for a moment that you've been trying. The intentions of have something to do, I mean, in a good way, that was a really great thing, even though you have a bad intention in it, you learn from the bad first, till you realize about, okay, when I have did something bad like this, I learned. Yeah, that was just an example, if you can find it out. I mean, like, I learned about, okay, that was not worked for me. It doesn't work for me anymore. So I just need to change the way that I need to face something. So that's why we just learn day by day, over and over, trying to understand what we really need, what we need to have, you know. What is your desire for, like, yeah, nothing to lose. Even though there was a lot of problems that you have, just don't give a f, you know. That was a really simple, like, yeah, you know about the reality. When you put your motivations to have something in your life, actually just like, yeah, you just realize something like, okay, is it worth for me, or just like it's helpful for me? So when you're hoping, you just like I mean, like, there is a lot of misunderstanding. Yeah, I need to tell it again, like, there is a lot of misunderstanding, like, when you hoping and you're trying to happen. Yeah, when you hope with God, if you believe in God, yeah, if you have a faith, if you don't believe in it, like, you hope on yourself. But in other ways, it's like, yeah, you just hopping, like, yeah, you hop on some stepping stones, like, what it calls, like, yeah, like a stepping stone. You just like take this pace to do something and then change another pace, like, yeah, learn something like that. It's just like a penis on of the thing that you've been through. I don't remember about that, but actually just like, yeah, I've been passing through and then just getting out of it. Just like that was a hop, not the hoop itself. So when you try to hoop something, yeah, you just need to talk with the almighty, you know, with the God, with the, yeah, you say that and take that conversations to your really deep on your mind, you know, like, yeah, you have an intentions. It sounds like pray, but you hope in something, like, yeah. But when you try to hope something, like, yeah, you just keep it for yourself. Nobody can going to understand about that, because you were hoping something. You want something, and you share and tell it to God, to the Almighty. And you just need to keep it by yourself. Like, yeah, I have this blessed thing. Like, I want it. Yeah, if I want it, I took my way to have it. Like, you're really courageous yourself. And then, when you put your courage, don't forget to moderate yourself. Like, okay, I'm trying my best with my courage, with the struggle, with an effort to have something like, do you want? And right after that, while you try with the courage, with your struggle, with an effort, you know about the limits. Like, yeah, this is something that, like, I cannot control, or something else, like, yeah, this is out of my sight, or out of my handle, you know, like, you can't control it, you cannot alter it, you can't manage it, because that was came from outside. But when you realize that, like, it's something opposite from yourself, you just need to motivate it, like, yeah, bigger size, like, this is my bubbles, and that was outside from your bubbles. Then, when you have and realize and trace everything on your purples, you just need to tidy up, you know, how to tidy up, like, yeah, like, manage. So everything just like clean. You can settle on yourself, your own purples. When there is a lot of subtle thing, like, yeah, that was really clean, perfect for some point of view, you know, because there is no perfect at all. I mean, like, when you try your best on your bubbles, on your cage, when you try to get out, you have nothing to worry for. Because your subconsciousness realize about, I've been settled here, so why do I need to be worried? If I have something, a problem like that, or something should happen, you just need to come back and recharge. So you need to understand about where you need to recharge, when you need to take a rest, where you to go when you just feel upset. So the motivation is just like how to order, like, step by step to do something like that, you know. And when you step in outside, walk around and exploring something like that, yeah, there is a lot of problem because you just go out. You get out from your comfort zones. Like, really get out from there. To explore, to learn, to understand about how the social thing, how there's something that you never knew before. And you got to learn from that and realize, oh, yeah, I've learned something. And then you take a good part from everything that you learned. Take everything like an empty class, you know. You just need to pour all of the information that you have, that you earned because you've been explorer. And then, like, yeah, when it's filled by information that you get, sometimes you just need to pick something like, yeah, that was good, that's bad, that's good, that's bad. And it's like a pick and choose. Picking and choosing a best thing for you. Like, okay, this is best for me. I think that was going work for myself. So I'm going to apply it on my own bubbles. So that's why it's called learned. But when you got something bad, you have an intention to fixing it. You know how to fix something, like, yeah, I think I can fix it. I think if that was bad, I got an experience that taught me about was something that was, does not work and that was bad for something like that. So that time, that was the time that just realized about the great thing in this freaking universe, in the chaotic universe, you know, because everything was just perfectly altered, but in a chaos way. So that's why, just like, no need to be worried, no, you just no need to be feeling secure for something, like, you just need to, because you just a regular as an ordinary human. Even though you got a bad thing, yeah, that's a part of life, you know. You can't get apart, like, you sometimes you just going up and sometimes you're coming down. When you take that was a face, that was a great thing for a face, because that was a cycle, it's not a face. Sometimes you feel better, sometimes you feel worse. That was just a face. And that was not a phase, but just cycles. And then, like, yeah, everything just so simple, you know? Even though, I mean, like, sometimes simple is boring, a little poor, and you just need to make it complex, right? Like, yeah, add something like you didn't know, add something more, like, it really makes your adrenaline comes up. That was whatever it, you can do everything, you know, because you have your own life, you have your mind, you do something like that, and despite of that, it's just like, yeah, if something bad happened on you, take another point of view, like, oh, that was bad for me, but I learned something, that was a good thing, you know, like, yeah, I learned something from the bad ways. Yeah, that was a simple thing. Like, everyone just need to understand about that. Like, that was a soft skills. I'm not telling it for because I've been mastered. No. I just like, yeah, I'm still applying this for my life, for my daily thing. Not a daily, but it's like a monthly. Yeah. everything just like, yeah, the soft skill itself, everyone just forgot about that. So they just got involved with the complexity, and then it's like, yeah, their mind just got blown, you know. So they actually just like, okay, I'm really tired of something. Yeah, if you try to do something like that and you just got tired, take a rest. You need to worry that you have another day if you got a permit, you have, and give a chance to fix it tomorrow or next time. At least you understand about something that limits you as a human being, you know. And yeah, being that way just like taught everyone about experience, even that was good or bad. And in a simple term, just like, you just need to feel uncomfortable in something, discomfort. You always feel something like uncomfortable with something, discomfort, right? But let's try to change your mind, like, you can find a comfort and on the way you do something. I mean, like, you can feel comfortable with something, uncomfortable thing. Did you cover? I mean, like, yeah, when you got in situations like a face something, some situations like in your uncomfortable thing, you know, just take a look and look around and take another point of view. Like I have said before, you're going to know about something else. Like, okay, this uncomfortable thing should teach me about something else, right? At least you can learn about being better or something like that, because you just understand. You just realize about that. It was like an uncomfortable thing. And back off then, the way you got another point of view that's really clearing your mind about the negativity, you got being positive on something like that. And just like, yeah, you find a comfort, and then you get used to it, being used to with uncomfortable thing, and then just like, yeah, it's being to be an habit. So you don't need to worry about the uncomfortable thing anymore. And you know, when you got a comfortable thing, I mean, like, the real about the comfortable thing, it just being a grateful way to have it. Like, okay, I've been through a lot of uncomfortable things, so like this one, you got a comfortable thing that will comfort you. You can relax, you can appreciate what's going on. So that was more valuable. And that thing just raised your skill to valuing something, like really good on valuing something, like, yeah. So that's why you're not going to blame on something like that. No, you're just going to have a be grateful ways, you know. So yeah. I say something like this just to remind me for in the future, like, you don't need to worry. It is what it is. I have nothing to lose because I have no body. You just need to remind it, bro. And this is like a reminder, a journal, something like a thing that I need to share. Even though that was going on there or something like, yeah, published and streamed by others. Yeah, you just need to take a good thing from here. If you got a bad thing, yeah, you can order it, you can manage it, you can recycle. But with the bad thing, it's a good thing, right? I came here for a peace and make a reminder for my future self. And don't forget to stay hydrated, stay flexy, and get exercise. Because I've been really tired. No, I'm not that tired. I'm just like, yeah, have enough of sleeps. Like, yeah. And maybe my friend just need to come in and just like bring me out to my office to, I don't know, rearrange everything on the office. So that's why I need to prepare. But yeah, it's something really interesting on me, like in the first Sunday, like this week's, I've been going to another place, but there was like a rainy day, so rainy season just started out right now. Anyway, I'm using my bike, but there is a lot of water, it's just a tree in my body, and I get wet on the road. I'm not ready because I'm not prepared for something like a raincoat. But yeah, my mind just tell me, but you will get sick because of something like that. But actually, no, in a Monday, and I'm not getting sick. I mean, like, yeah, it's perfectly okay because everything just freaking done with me. I mean, like, 2 hours journeys and come back and take 2 hours anymore because I just need to be careful because of the roads, it's gonna slips on, yeah, the wet roads. When you try to full speed there, and when you try to brake and you just take a slip and got an accident, so you just need to be careful. Yeah, actually, I'm not just cat sick. I mean, like, yeah, something made me bad. No, everything is okay. And I feel like, oh, I never play with the rain for a long time. But yeah, I feel it as a kid going outside, using a bike, and through the rain, even though make your body wet, through your clothes, like, oh yeah, and feel the cold itself, like, because actually in the heat, like, really hot, I can't hold it, like, but sometimes, yeah, my time to recharge myself is like going to the cold place and really helping me out to recharging myself. And the Tuesday, yeah, I go exercise with my friend. And in rainy seasons, you know, and I go out and I do like pouring rain, you know, pouring water, like really have a thunderstorm. But I'm using my bike and using my short and my t-shirt without any raincoat. And through the rain, sometimes it's just like wipe my eyeglasses. But that was like a really comfortable, you know. I mean, like, I've been used to face the rain when I'm in high school, when I come back and I have no raincoat. And and then, you know, I haven't said like, yeah, the rain is my best friend on the road. If I got something like that, yeah, I just meet with my best friend. I mean, like, I've been used for a long time ago, but yeah, now the life is getting better. You never get wet by the rain, but sometimes you just like miss something like that. Yeah, you just need to do it by yourself. So that's why I take my chance to get wet with the rain on the roads. And then yeah, a lot of problems, just like yeah. Problem on electricity, because they kind of fix something like that. And I just got a problem because I can't charge my phone. So yeah, in this freaking morning, I need to find some food and get health, find some protein from tofu and tempeh, you know. Indonesia, that was really good, of course. Find some vegetables and rolling out with a peanut sauce. I was like, yeah, I've been stuck for vegetables, but I just steam cook it and add some flavor, like, yeah, salt. Because I can't take a lot of things, like a salty thing, no. It makes me feel so dizzy. And then, yeah. Eat steamed vegetables with rice sometimes. I just pour it with my overnight oatmeal. That was really good. Even though I pour it with the yogurt one. Or like oat milk, and there is a lot of taste, like a coffee one and the chocolate one, and then like the original one, like pure form, but that was like not a dairy milk, an oat milk. Yeah, sometimes make noodles with the half of the seasoning. And boiled some egg. Sometimes I fried it, and that was taste really good. And that was simple, right? Just to get some protein. Even though that was like, yeah, find another from the egg or the peanut, and or anything else, like yeah. Just like I control myself to not eating some meat. I'm waiting for someone special that can cook me for me touch. Then an organic one, like it really came from nature, and you just like cook it, and we need to take it by ourselves. And that was my standard. I don't need to lower my standard. Because that was my idolism. No, I'm just like a play jokes from now. But actually, yeah. Good luck with your own life. And for me, on the future, you have a great life, of course. If you don't, take another point of view. And you have another good life. Yes, see you next time on the next week's. Goodbye. Merci beaucoup for listening on me. Ciao, adios. Don't forget to stay hydrated, of course, because it's raining. Like, what the heck? That was really happy. No. Yeah, this is raining. So, take care for your health. For whoever that listen on this stream or podcast or record or reminders.